Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 13th of August. Continuing to dedicate this show to my dear, recently departed friend, Ms. Mia DiAugustino. This is Firearms Monday, and we visit with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website's deserteagleshooters.com. If you got a question or comment, anything regarding firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Firearms tip of the week, teamwork. And by that, we have often and, semi-regularly discussed having fire teams and everything working together. It's great for your neighborhood watch program of having teams of four individuals to sit there and patrol your neighborhood in a grid down situation. And with this time of year, ladies and gentlemen, the stress is put on the grid and everything with everybody running their AC because it's 100 degrees or whatever, not uncommon. And we really highly stress not just forming a team up on the whim, but practicing and working together as a team like that at the range. That you can practice patrolling techniques. You can practice, you know, the best place in the world to find unconventional shooting positions is out on the trail. And back when I was much younger and participated in archery competition, that was one of my greatest joys, was the events that were unknown distance, and you located your target. Most of the time it was a life-size foam deer out there, and you had a bright orange marker. And I love the way that the range where my brother-in-law Ward shot at, they would take styrofoam cups and fill them with plaster of Paris. And then once they dried, they would peel the cup off of it and then spray paint them bright orange. And the rules was that you had to have 1 foot, didn't matter which one, but 1 foot had to be in contact with that cup, and you make your shot. And, oh, the other thing is they would take a 6 or 8 inch piece of rebar and put it in the plaster of Paris before it was set. In fact, when my brother-in-law made them, he used the rebar to stir the plaster of Paris. Just put a little bit of water in the styrofoam cup, add the plaster of Paris, stir it with the rebar, add more water or plaster of Paris as needed till he got it to what he wanted. And the steak doesn't have to be dead center standing up. His, he would lean him off to one side. The purpose of the steak is to keep the cup in place so that people don't keep kicking it everywhere. But the rule was you had to have 1 foot in contact with that cup and then shoot your target. So these you would get on a trail, walk out so far, and you come up to the first target and you put your, you stand there by the cup and you locate the target first and you assess how you're going to make your shot. You set up for your shot, you make your shot, you get scored, and then you move to the next one. And several situations, you were shooting through the crook of a tree, under a tree, over a tree, around a rock, whatever. But ladies and gentlemen, it was so much fun. Well, when I got back to West Texas, my brother and I started incorporating that into our practice sessions. And if you go out and you do that, you're adding more fun to your day at the range. But more importantly, you are experimenting with all manner of shooting positions, and some more than likely you've never thought of. Out here on our master range for handgun, we got a company out here that trims all these trees, and they come up with this big load of logs every now and then and have them dump them out here. And then we use my neighbor's John Deere tractor with the bucket on the front and two or three chains and pick these things up and move them around and stack them or stand them on end, whatever we're going to do with them. And ladies and gentlemen, they make very, very nice platforms to shoot from around and just get your practice in out in the field. I mean, what better day could you have? You're out there getting some natural vitamin D, getting into a little friendly competition with your spouse or your kids or just your shooting buddies or whatever, and you're really stretching the limits on yourself sometimes. And the great part about using the little cups and the different targets, use steels. That way you can swap them out. You can go from a 10-inch steel down to a 4-inch steel or whatever you want to do. You can partially obscure one behind one of the logs or rock or something. Well, rocks are not always a great thing to hide targets behind because the chance of hitting the rock and getting a ricochet is not always a good thing. But what you're doing is you're changing up from really sedentary type shooting practices, and I know it's almost an oxymoron, sedentary shooting practices, but you're practicing things that are out of the ordinary. Another one, and this one I have to credit John for, because he brought it up as an exercise quite some time ago, and that is to take a cot or something that you can use as a bed. The important thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that the height of whatever you use is pretty close in height to your bed. And set a box or a stump or whatever beside that, and what you're doing is you're mimicking your bedroom. The cot, of course, is going to be your bed. The stump, whatever it is that you're using on the side, is it's mimicking your nightstand. And you put your gun in the drawer, or if you have a lockbox that sits there, or whatever it is, you set everything up just the way you normally would. And then whoever has the stopwatch, when you're ready, they, you know, my favorite phrase is threat. I use the word threat as my keyword. And I holler out threat, the clock starts, and you find out how long it takes to get uncovered, find your gun, get up, and get on target. Now, sometimes the threat is down the hallway a little bit, and you can set that up with a couple of stakes and or rods or anything like that to designate doorways and corners and hallways and such. And don't forget to draw it in on the ground, scratch it in on the ground. But the purpose, ladies and gentlemen, is to run your body through as many scenarios as you can. Unorthodox shooting positions. 2 o'clock in the morning, that bump in the night that you have to go investigate. And if your bride or your groom, whichever the case may be, is out there shooting with you, well, then this becomes a team effort, because last thing that I want to do is to sit there and be poking through the house with a gun, looking for the source of a bang or a crash or something, not knowing if it's one of the cats getting over rambunctious and bored, or if actually someone is breaking into the home. But the point is this, if your spouse is there, what's the first thing you do? Okay, you get your gun, and you're getting ready to investigate, gun and flashlight preferably. But what's the spouse do? Spouse grabs her phone or his phone, whichever the case may be, and dials 911. Ladies and gentlemen, always dial 911. If you've got a local number into the police department, do not use. If you use that number, they're not going to treat it as an urgent call. You dial 911, and it's going to go straight to the switchboard, and they're going to treat it as an urgent call. That's what you want. You want urgency in this particular instance. So here you go. You're out. You're doing that. Run these scenarios. And the more scenarios you run, the more you change them up, the more difficult they are, the better it's going to be for you. Because the first one, when you're doing your AAR on it, after action report, everybody's going to have a laugh or two, including you. Did I really do that? Oh, man, that is so stupid. Yeah, okay, I can see where I got shot in this one, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But the whole purpose, ladies and gentlemen, is to make us better. If we're going to carry a firearm, and the purpose that we're carrying that firearm is to protect our family or ourselves or those around us, then the moral thing to do is to make sure that when we carry it, we're carrying it competently, that we are training ourselves on a regular basis, because shooting is a perishable skill. You want to see just how perishable it can be. You should have seen me out here on the range after having not been on the range for a month and a half, John, after the surgery. I got out there to do some shooting and had the surgery and been in the hospital and everything since March 1st, and get out there to just sit there and run through a few exercises, and it was absolutely comical because my coordination was way off. The surgery had, of course, messed up muscle control and everything in several aspects. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a Whipple procedure. They went in and rearranged all of my plumbing in my gut. And I get out there on the range the first time, John, and it was comical. I had to reestablish and recreate all of my shooting abilities, practically. And then once I started getting my basics back down again, I had to start, ladies and gentlemen, from the very beginning, get my steady hole factors. Those had changed simply because now they'd been inside poking around, and a lot of muscles and things been cut and rearranged and pulled this way and pushed that way and things removed. And here I am the first time going through this. And so in the process of doing so, I find out all my new weak spots. Now, what do I do after that? I have to start working on correcting those weak spots. And, John, it was quite an ordeal.
It sounds like it. It's very humbling to realize that these skills have deteriorated and have to rebuild them, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it was. In fact, it was heartbreaking because, and Teresa, of course, was my greatest support. She kept reminding me, "Hey, excuse me, they opened you up from hip to hip in a unhappy face." And everybody knows the smiley face and everything. Well, mine was an unhappy one because they did. They literally went from hip bone to hip bone, and that's how they got in to do their surgery work. Well, you do not understand, ladies and gentlemen, how much, or actually, you don't comprehend how much your core muscles affect every one of your steady hole factors. And I do mean standing, sitting, even shooting, John, from the shooting bench. You're leaning forward. You're putting pressure on different areas. And there were several positions, even shooting from the bench rest, that I could not do, because I was putting pressure on muscles that had been cut, and my body talked to me real, real big time, saying, "What you're doing is stupid, and we're not going to cooperate. And you just deal with it. Okay, if you're not going to go that way, let's try this way." And you work through it, and you find something that does work. So, ladies and gentlemen, anytime that you're injured, it's going to change the way you shoot. You're going to have to find alternatives to your shooting positions, or you're going to have to
hold that thought,
Jim. Develop something new.
We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your...
Visiting with Jimmy Gensling. This is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment regarding firearms, anything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, the gun culture, optics, ammunition, training, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Jimmy's website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. We sort of kind of got off on a rabbit trail here when we got to talking about practice and everything. But the more I thought about it during the break, John, it's a good rabbit trail. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you sprain your ankle and you're doctoring that and everything, you need to get out there and do some practice. If just for a little while, you know, because that sprained ankle is going to affect the way you shoot. And I guarantee you, the first time that you put weight on that ankle, say you've got a habit of leaning into your shot, you're going to have to change that shooting stance a little bit, because if you put weight on that sprained ankle, you're definitely going to twitch or jerk or respond. Your body's going to respond subconsciously to that injury. So if you have recently injured yourself and you smashed your hand, you cut your finger, anything like that that is an injury that causes pain, you need to get a little bit of practice in, because that can and more than likely will, depending on where and the severity of it, affect the way you shoot. And by dealing with it in a controlled atmosphere, i.e. the shooting range, you're going to be very, very well prepared and equipped for real life if something comes down the pike. So it's just something that we all need to pay attention to. And I was saying before and everything that as concealed carry, open carry, whatever kind of carry that we do of our firearms, it is our responsibility to stay at the top of our game. There have been times here since we've been taking this chemo and everything that I've been off my game, John, and it's just, you know, something is kind of hinky. It's hard dealing with this aspect or that aspect or whatever. I will have my handgun and everything able to be gotten to rather quickly, but I will not be carrying it on my person. And the reason for that, and it's a very difficult one, ladies and gentlemen, but I do not trust my motor control skills to carry it and be able to deploy it as necessary. If I'm carrying it in the car or situation like that, I can reach it and I can cover those aspects then and deal with it. But it's a very difficult decision for me to make saying that, because it's been part of my life, John, for what, almost 50 years?
Right.
And you feel naked without it, but then again, you understand that because of chemical influences, treatments, and things like that, you're not on your game at 100%. And it's my responsibility to make sure that everyone else is safer around me. And in doing that, the gun remains in access, but I'm not carrying it. So you have to do these evaluations of yourself sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm opening up and talking about something today that I just kind of kept back a little bit, but in discussing it during the break with Teresa, she's like, you know, you need to cover this, because there are those out there that may be going through something like this that aren't sure how to address it, and maybe we can give them assistance they need for to address it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to do our best in all situations, and
hold that thought, Jimmy. We've got our bottom of the hour break. We have our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of August. My Prog video is now produced, packaged, ready for immediate shipment. Last year, July of 2017, I went to Prague, Czech Republic, was awarded the Prague Peace Prize. This video is the presentation I did there just after receiving the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic. It's on my website, top left-hand corner of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where they go out priority mail all over the planet. Got an order this morning. I'm taking care of from Canada, by the way. If you have rheumatoid arthritis, joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep? What are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads, yes, they do vary in price by size. We've got the twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. All that's right there at my website where you can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa to make your payment. You can send me a check or a money order. That's okay also. And I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling because this is Firearms Monday. And we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800 313-944-3. And don't forget Jimmy's website. It's DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. This is a bit difficult for me to discuss today, ladies and gentlemen, but it's important. It's very important because when our abilities are tested and we go through injuries, we go through surgeries, things that I don't know. They just affect the way we do everything in our life. You know, being the big macho guy, being the shooter, being the one that everybody comes to with the questions and everything, it's hard to admit that you've lost some of your ability. And the first person that has to deal with it is me, or in other cases, you. We have to do this, ladies and gentlemen, for safety's sake, for our own and other people. Now, the last several shows, you've very possibly picked up on it a little bit that during the show a little bit, I'll get more or less kind of distracted. It's because of the medications, ladies and gentlemen. I get offset just a little bit, and I'm not really sure where I was or what I was doing, so I have to sit there and kind of backtrack and catch up. That, unfortunately, those are all side effects of this chemo I'm going through. But on the blessing side of it, and this is because we have so many people out there that are praying for us and lifting us up and letting God do the work, that I am not bedridden. And that, to me, is the best blessing there is, because I am not locked up in that situation. And it allows me every day to get up, do what I enjoy, go out to the shop, put time in out there, get things created, built on, just function to do what I love to do and what is important to me to get done, and what is important to several of our customers, that it be able to be done. So, sorry, I had to grab a little bit of a drink there.
Well, that's okay, Jimmy. It's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very, very, very important aspect that we evaluate ourselves. And by that, I mean, if we get up in the morning and we know we're not 100%, in fact, we're basically functioning at 70%, getting ready to go to work, whatever, yeah, you're going to have a normal day at work with the normal stresses and everything else. But think about your concealed carry and ask yourself the question, if you do get put into a life or death situation, are you going to be able to handle that firearm, and are you going to be able to do it safely and in a manner that is going to benefit the situation rather than harm it? And depending on your answer on that, okay, maybe I'm not going to carry, or when I get to work, I'm going to put it in the drawer. You might have to change your routine a little bit. I'm not ever saying go unarmed. I'm just saying that you might have to alter your methods that of how you do things. So it's just a thought, John. I'd like your input on it, because you know been in it as long as I am, probably a lot longer, to be quite honest. You've got a student that has this situation. What would your recommendations be? How would you handle it?
a student who's had skills, lost them, and wants to recover them?
Well, maybe going through a medical condition or something like I am putting up with. And what would your advice be?
First of all, I would advise them to take joy in what they can do, as opposed to be discouraged over what they cannot do. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would point out that everybody has limitations. I usually do this in regards to physical abilities, but an 18-year-old Marine has limitations. A 70-year-old grandmother has limitations. It doesn't matter who you are. Of course you've got limitations. An NFL linebacker has limitations. You work within your limitations and take joy in what you can do, and don't discourage yourself with what you can't do. So with that as a foundational philosophical beginning, then you work on the basic skill sets over and over. Repetition on basic skill sets over and over until those skill sets start becoming what they once were, which is a habit. The muscle memory is getting back to where it's supposed to be. And just go from there, Jimmy, really.
Yep. And I agree with that 100%, 150%. The other aspect of it, ladies and gentlemen, is we are our own worst enemy. We are our own worst critic. And by that, what I'm getting at is we're not hard. I'm not saying we're hard on ourselves and everything else. Sometimes we view ourselves in a more favorable light than we are. I came to a very rude awakening a while back, John. Combat is a young man's game.
Yeah. Well,
I had a couple of our incredibly good customers. In fact, the one young man, Teresa and I joke, but and he thinks we're joking, but it's really more serious than he even suspects. We basically adopted him. He's got two sets of parents. And we have got an adopted grandson through him. The kid's 11 years old. They stopped by yesterday. I had three other customers out here that we met at the last gun show. And we were addressing some problems on a guy's rifle. And Robert and Trent showed up. And he just celebrated his birthday, and you know, we congratulated him on that. They were headed over to Robert's brother's to evidently his cousin's birthday is right about this time too, so they already had Trent's birthday party, but they were going to the other one and going to kind of combine them again. But they were going to go out, do some shooting on the pistol range and everything, and check out a new handgun. And one of our customers and everything, Brian, went along with them. And, oh, they were gone about 15, 20 minutes while we were working in the shop. And Brian come back in, and he looked at me, and he goes, "You lied to me." And I'm like, "Okay, how?" And he said, "You said that young man, that one reason why you were proud and you'd adopted him as a grandson was that he was very polite and everything else." And I says, "What? He wasn't?" And he goes, "Oh, my goodness. No, he's, yeah, all that and more." He says, "You didn't tell me about his handgun education or firearms education," is how he put it. And I says, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "His dad hands him the pistol, and it's his turn to shoot. What does he do? He ejects the magazine, clears it, inspects it, puts the round back in the magazine, puts the magazine back in the gun, charges the handgun, and then gets ready to shoot. And he gets ready to hand the handgun back to his dad. What's he do? He drops the magazine, locks back the slide, checks it to make sure it's unloaded, and then hands it back to his dad. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I never see kids do that. He says, hell, I don't even see adults do that. And I'm like, well, I told you the kid was smart. And he goes, oh, no, I wish my kid was like that. And he says, well, you got a standard to work with now. But ladies and gentlemen, in our training aspects of it, we go out there, and in my situation, I'm making adjustments. I've got an incredibly good support network here that's working with me on it. And we have to make adjustments. But where I was getting at on the young man's game, Brian and Robert decided that they were going to, because Brian had never played on the combat pistol course. So Robert showed him where the targets were and where the hidden steels were and stuff like that. And they sat there and ran through the course a couple of times. And I'm back in the store working on this guy's gun, and I've got the window right there where I can see the pistol. And I'm watching these guys dive behind targets, pop up, address a target, move, and then they get out there and they're running a team, which I found fascinating because these guys have never worked together before, but they were advancing on different targets. And I'm hearing the command, you know, moving, moving, and then ready, and the other guy's moving. And I'm watching you guys doing it. Man, I am too old for this game, but I still play. Get out there and play. But, ladies and gentlemen, we all have to make adjustments. As we get older, the adjustments become more, I don't know,
more pronounced.
More pronounced, yes. That's a good way to put it. That doesn't sound quite so horrible. But as far as the diving behind tree stumps and doing stuff, John and I'd both be kind of challenged on that probably. Could do it if we had to. But watching these young people get out there and practice like that, John, was a joy. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that, you know, are a little bit, shall we say, advanced, maybe. I was proud because I've been training both of these guys on different aspects, John, but to see them, without anybody out there coaching or anything, work it up into a team effort and practicing on their own, and then the real beauty of it was, after they'd done that a couple, three or four times, Trent got into the operation. So now it was a three-person team advancing on a target. And absolutely excellent to watch. And in fact, the other two guys that were in there, the guy was working on his rifle, and their friend that come along for the ride, I told him to come around behind the corner and watch this. And all three of us sat there through the window watching them practice. And I was proud. I was really, really proud because I've been teaching these and working with these individually. But to see them put it together themselves and start working on exercises, advancing on targets and things, and it really made me feel good. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have to train the next generation because we're not always going to be able to carry on the fight. At some point in time, I'm not going to be able to get out there and work like that. But watching them over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, I know that I am training my replacements. Best way I can put it, John.
Well, that's a good way to put it, Jimmy. I like that. I like that a lot. If you've got a question or comment about this discussion, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
Yep. And, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, don't ever hesitate to give us a call. Or if you don't want to be on the radio, go over to DesertEagleShooters.com and drop me a note from the contact form. If I don't have the answer, I'll work hard to find it for you. And, back to last week real quick, if Rick is listening. I did find the 22 caliber blanks, John, and had a rather hectic weekend. But I've got everything set up that I'm going to try and do some experimenting with that muzzle-loading pellets. And I will definitely have a report on that next week.
All right. So, we have, hold on. Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 13th of August. Well, we're down to about the last 3 minutes here. Jimmy, let's get the information out we need to.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have any questions, or if you just want to go cruise around and see what's on the webpage, you can go over to DesertEagleShooters.com. You can cruise through the gallery and see some of the projects that we're working on, some of the guns we built, some of the different camo patterns. We have the complete Lee and Lyman reloading catalogs up there you can go look at. We want to be your supplier, ladies and gentlemen, if we can. If you can't find it on the website, you can use the contact form, drop us a note. Got access to practically anything out there you see anyplace else. And we always try to be competitive in our pricing, and we will price match in most cases. I say in most cases because there are a few things out there that companies set a minimum allowable price on. It's called a MAP price. And some people really abuse it and advertise things at prices some people can't match. Unfortunately, we don't order pallets of items to get these huge discounts that some of these companies can do. So either way, go out there and take a look at it. You can always give us a call if you need to. Number's 575-513-2842. Or you can text me at that number. And we're here to serve our customers, ladies and gentlemen. I tell folks, I says, yeah, I'm going to make my million in this business. It may take 300 years, but I'll make it. But the thing is our customers are number one. And I give away more advice and solutions than I charge for. Probably one of the only stores around, John, that has a tip jar. And the reason for the tip jar is sometimes customers will come in and they've got a problem, and it takes 3 or 4 hours to come up with a solution and actually fix it. But in that 3 or 4 hours, there's really honestly only 5 or 10 minutes worth of work. And I cannot charge that. I mean, it just to me, that's horrible to do that. So what it is I've got a tip jar. And I solve your problem or help you out in some way. If you think it's worth something, put something in the tip jar. It's the only way I can do it and be honest. But ladies and gentlemen, also get to be very good friends with your local gunsmith. If you don't have one, then contact us and we'll see if we can go through some of our sources and locate somebody that knows what they're doing.
And make sure they're a certified gunsmith, not somebody who whacks away at a firearm in their kitchen table with the improper tools.
True. That's the best way to really judge is if they've got the tools. And we'll see you next week, John.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to